for us to understand, assimilate and apply these things in our life. If you see, the 10 offenses, the first offense is don't offend Vaishnavas. Second offense is don't offend the demigods or over-exaggerate their position. Don't do that. Don't offend them, don't over-exaggerate them. Third offense is don't offend your spiritual master. Fourth offense is don't offend the scriptures. Fifth offense is don't offend the holy name. Sixth offense is don't speculate about the holy name. Seventh offense is don't abuse the holy name. Eighth offense is don't have a material outlook of the holy name. And the ninth offense is don't administer the holy name to faithless people. And the tenth offense is don't be a grihavrata. Grihavrata means one who is adamantly attached to material desires, or one who is determined thief. Don't be a determined thief, which means don't be materially attached. Give up material attachment. So why we have to rephrase the words in this way? Often our recitation of the 10 offenses against the holy name may become a ritual in the days and months and years to come. We have to actually know the meaning. And the advantage of knowing the meaning is we have to know, not only we have to recite the 10 offenses against the holy name, we have to very dynamically, actively pursue giving practical application to the meaning of every one of these offenses. Which means, for example, when we say the first offense is don't offend Vaishnavas, which means we have to apply this principle in our life by making a conscious effort to avoid offending the Vaishnavas on one hand. And the story doesn't stop there. We have to also actively pursue to understand the Vaishnavas and develop relationship with them. And this is true for every one of the holy, every one of the offenses. For example, don't offend the demigod means, okay, I never talk about demigods, I keep quiet. No. When you say don't offend the demigods or don't over-exaggerate their position, means one should take care not to talk ill of the demigods, on one hand. On the other hand, one should actively pursue study of the scriptures to know their actual position and their loving relationship with Krishna also. And that is true for everything. Don't offend the spiritual master. Okay, I will turn my face away so I won't offend. It's not like that. If I'm offending, then stop offending. And after stop offending, one should understand the position of the spiritual master. Acharya mam vijaniyam nav avamanyeta karhichit. So, and one should dynamically, actively understand the position of the spiritual master and develop a respectful, loving relationship with him. And same thing with scriptures also. If I have any doubts in the scriptures or holy name or spiritual master or Vaishnavas or demigods, so I have to clarify those doubts, get those doubts cleared, and after the doubts are cleared, then I have to actively pursue to have a right understanding or have a relationship. That is very important. So you can actually think of every one of the aspects of the 10 offenses like this. Like don't maintain material desires. That's a 10th offense. Which means when one has to identify the material desires in one's heart, because everyone has different type of material desires, different type of shortcomings, weaknesses. Identify them, understand them, evaluate and find out the solution for them and get rid of those material desires. And one has to actively pursue positive spiritual desires. One should cultivate them in serving Krishna so that the material desires will not be able to overpower an individual. So our Krishna Shiksha, our education should actually give us an understanding of these 10 offenses properly. And when we apply them in our life and take a corrective action, we can make a very rapid progress in calling out the holy name. Like we say, fifth offense, don't offend the holy name. And then we say, don't speculate about the holy name. Don't abuse the holy name. All these things go to show that we have to actually understand how to behave with the holy name. Otherwise, if we don't know how to behave with the holy name, then we may be thinking we are chanting for many, many years. So, how many out of these 10 offenses, practically 4 offenses are directly talking, 5 offenses are directly talking about the holy name. So, 5th offense, don't offend the holy name. By understanding the glories of holy name to be imaginary, isn't it? So, don't offend the holy name. Then it says, don't speculate about the holy name. Don't abuse the holy name. Then don't misunderstand the holy name. That's the 8th one. To be material. Don't misunderstand the holy name. And then again, don't administer the holy name to faithless. So how many of them? 5 of them. Directly they talk about the holy name. While the other offenses are telling not to, you know, misuse the scripture or, you know, guru or Vaishnavas or demigods or maintaining material desires. So that is why every morning we are talking about the holy name, because it is so important. To gain a right perspective of the holy name and to approach the holy name properly is very vital if you really want to gradually grow in our spiritual life. Harinam Prabhu ki. Let's offer our humble obeisances.